Everyone has moments in life they just can't stop thinking about. Like that one time in middle school when you called your teacher mom. Yeah, that's not leaving your brain anytime soon. Or something amazing like the first time you really traveled and got to see how big and beautiful the world is. And on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, hosted by me, Keke Palmer, and presented by BMW, we know to savor the good memories and let go of the bad. And one thing everyone remembers fondly is their first time behind the wheel of a BMW. So come join me and BMW this summer as we explore pop culture moments and topics you just can't stop thinking about on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, sponsored by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, major announcement, something we're very excited about and that we are launching in conjunction with the gift guides. We are launching a Geneva. So if you aren't familiar, Geneva is sort of like a Slack/Discord. It's a little community platform, right?
Yeah, except it like it's easier to thread conversations and it's not in your work Slack. So that's nice too.
So it's super easy to join and sign up. You don't have to install anything if you don't feel like it. Basically, for the longest time, we've been wanting to launch something that is a community spot for listeners and subscribers of A Thing or Two. You all have so many good ideas. You email us with so many good ideas, so many good questions and recommendations. And it just felt like kind of a loss that there wasn't a place for people to be doing this in a more public forum. So we felt like the gift guides was a perfect time to do this because you all have a lot of really good ideas and further questions for gift guide recommendations. So we will post the link in the episode notes. We'll post it in the newsletter, all of those places. And we hope you'll join, hop in there and meet some other listeners and subscribers and, you know, have yourself a little conversation.
Well, share your ideas. Share all your best ideas. Share your thingies.
Welcome to A Thing or Two, a deep dive into stuff we think more people should know about. I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. If you want more where this came from and want to support us in general, head to athingortwohq.com and sign up for Secret Menu, which will get you weekly access to members-only content.
To share your thoughts on this episode or anything at all, leave us a voicemail at 833-632-5463 or DM us on Instagram at athingortwohq. Gift guide part two.
Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Oh, yeah. Something else I wanted to say is that we've created a little archive of gift guides past on our website. So if you go over there, you can click through past editions should this 2 hours of content not be enough for you.
I mean, for some people, gift guides are like, that's just their thing. They can listen, you know, they can engage with
them. It's soothing. It's soothing content.
Yeah. Soothing. It's their ASMR. They just love a gift guide. Yeah. So we've got years of them for you.
Exactly. We've been doing this since 2019, if you can believe it.
I mean, I can. I remember it well.
This week, we are talking about siblings, kids, aunts and uncles, colleagues, friends, and others.
And the randoms.
Yeah. And gymnastics moms.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get right in. For my sister and me, because we both had / are having babies this year, and we are culturally Christian, literally only for the Christmas cheer. Baby's first Christmas holiday ornaments that aren't absolutely dreadful. So much cheesy stuff. Doesn't have to be baby themed, but looking for a cool way to commemorate. I just want to say that I'd never heard the term culturally Christian. I always hear Jewish. I'd never heard culturally Christian.
Well, because all of them, because you're like all of America is culturally Christian.
I guess so.
Right. Yeah.
Even I'm culturally Christian.
Right. Right. You're culturally Christian whether you like it or not. Basically.
Exactly. That is it.
Yeah.
I love these custom porcelain charms from OKS. You can make whatever you want, but it would be the perfect thing to do baby's initials plus Christmas tree or the year or something. I mean, she does little tiny Campbell soup cans, something that
it's like Marge Simpson. There's a lot of range.
They're really charming and they're each handmade and they're teeny tiny, or you could just come up with something that feels specific to your relationship.
And then you'd hang this on like a necklace or a bracelet or like start something. Yes. The other way you could go is Lizzie Fortunato does these alphabet soup charms with your kids' initials. And you could do one for each of you just to really add to the fun of this. Lizzie Fortunato and her sister Catherine had babies the same year and are twins and
like a week apart.
Yeah. So they're really, they're like in your world for sure. For sure. For sure. If you want to do an ornament, this Etsy seller, Fox Blossom Company, does these custom bent wire ones. And they
are so charming.
They're really good.
Yeah, this is very cute.
They start at $18 and you can get the birth year and the name of the baby. And it's like in a stroller sort of motif and you can pick the colors. I don't know. They're very chic.
If you want these babies to have their first stockings, Selena Mancurdy does monogrammed ones that are quite chic and beautiful. Or you could get them one-of-a-kind ones from Psychic Outlaw, who uses scraps and does these sort of quilted ones that are really special and all unique.
Our next giftie, stepsister, 18 and just got engaged, likes to hunt. We are quite different. This might be the winner for me this year. I don't know. There are some tough contenders, but this one's quite good.
It's a YA novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stepsister, 18 and just got engaged, likes to hunt. We are quite different.
Yes. Yeah.
We just learned about this line of perfumes called Ranger Station that I think is sort of taking off. And all of the scents feel like they're the scent for a gal who likes to hunt. Two Trick Pony perfume, leather and pine perfume, tobacco and musk perfume, Yippie-Ki-Yay perfume. I mean, I don't want to stereotype hunters, but Yippie-Ki-Yay perfume. I don't know.
You feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It also wouldn't feel like a gift guide if we didn't mention Yeti. Mm. I have wanted the Yeti story to be written for years that basically like Yeti is the one product that across all culture in America we feel good about. Like you can be
it's the nonpartisan
a Trumper or
brand.
It's the only nonpartisan brand like remaining perhaps. And Amanda Mull wrote this piece for The Atlantic a month or so ago that I just kept being like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So there are various tumblers and things that are customizable.
The thing I didn't know is that these things just like keep drinks cold for like a week.
Yeah, like the rest of your life, Claire. You pour something in there and it's going to be cold for the rest of your life. Another brand that I feel like is a real crowd pleaser in general is Vuori, which is a fitness brand. Their stuff is really nice. It's very soft.
It's incredibly soft.
I just can't explain how soft it is. You have to really touch it. But I feel like I encounter fans of all stripes of this brand.
Same, yeah. Same. This was a good call on your part. Rachel Omondi, who was on Guest Thingies recently, told us about Camber sweatshirts, which are these made in America, really high quality sweatshirts that have now caught on with the hashtag menswear crowd and maybe joining Yeti as the brand that is nonpartisan.
Yes. I have a cousin who's about this age. And when I buy stuff for her, I try to think about things that will make her feel like a grown up, not even make her feel like one, like acknowledge that she is one. And the Base Weekender bag feels like a very nice way at that. B-E-I-S. It looks really nice, but innocuously so. It's not too much anything for anybody. And there are a couple of different colors. The gray one is maybe her vibe.
Flannery Beef is this company that's been in San Francisco since the 1960s, and it's apparently amazing. They specialize in Holstein, and most beef in the U.S. is from Angus cows. Holstein are like the dairy cows where we get most of our milk from.
Hmm.
My sister, who is a palliative care nurse with a Broadway and true crime obsession. She sounds wonderful.
She sounds really delightful. We should all be friends.
Yes.
So this brand Antipast that we really like, that makes like cute gloves and socks and et cetera, makes really nice looking compression socks, which could be nice for someone who is on her feet all day.
Yes. Two things that are just colorful and delightful and cheerful, which I imagine someone who's a palliative care nurse might need in her life. These Bonnie and Neil Wave bath mats are just so cool and bright and luxe and just charming little thing to put in your bathroom. Or Salty Seattle, who makes this really beautiful, colorful pasta, now sells a boxed version of their croissant-shaped gnocchi, and it's all different colors.
It's a real gift. It is a real gift.
It's you don't really buy it for yourself. You give it to somebody and say, no. Have yourself a delightful little dinner that will make you LOL, because it's tiny little rainbow colored croissants that are actually gnocchi.
Correct. It's layered. It's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the sort of Broadway tip, you could sign her up for Broadway Dance Center classes if she's in New York, or Broadway dance classes in general elsewhere. There's also a show in New York that is showing at the Playish Theater on December 10th called True Crime the Musical, which is an improv musical murder mystery.
This is perfect for her.
It's like scratching a lot of itches.
It really
or you
is.
Could just do a Today Tix gift card.
Yes.
To buy theater tickets in general.
I love Today Tix.
Me too.
Thank you so much to MoMA Design Store for sponsoring today's episode and for being such longtime supporters of this show. Unwrap good design this holiday season with MoMA Design Store's holiday selection. There is truly something for everyone and at every price. Every product is reviewed by MoMA curators, the same exact ones responsible for what is on view at the museum. MoMA Design Store selection process means every item meets their good design vision. MoMA Design Store has unique relationships with designers that allow them to offer more exclusives, meaning you can't find the same product at any other store. Truly, we like had a conversation recently where we were talking to people that work there about how they like go to Yayoi Kusama's studio to work with her on this stuff.
I mean, it's really real. It's so impressive. We love this team. We love their offering so much. And every time we go there, we also discover something new where we're like, oh, were you carrying this before? Well, now I need this. The thing that blew my mind when we went to their press preview over the summer was this Altura step stool and side table. Friends, this is truly the piece of furniture of my dreams. It is this little wooden piece of furniture. It is so cute and minimal, but also interesting. It can double as a step stool. It can double as a side table, like a bedside table or just overflow seating.
I feel like in a kid's room, I feel like in a bathroom where you put like a little candle on it. I don't know. There's just a lot of opportunity here.
It's truly everything. This is the thing that I've been searching for Cam's room for so long. It's so hard to find cute step stools for kids. And this is it. I also am obsessed. They now have just the classic lava lamp, which, you know, when we were kids, everybody wanted because we
all you wanted.
We fetishized the 70s. And so we wanted lava lamps. Now all the kids fetishize the 90s and lava lamps were back in the 90s.
When we were fetishizing the 70s. Yeah, so
exactly. And they're really like beautiful, minimal lava lamps, obviously, because it's MoMA Design Store. You also introduced me to this SoulGuard suitcase, which is this hyper organized suitcase and I'm obsessed with. And of course, MoMA is all over it and has an exclusive with SoulGuard in really beautiful, bright poppy colors that I love. You could also just always do a gift card or a MoMA membership, which is such a good gift. So what you're going to do, you're going to shop online at mo.ma/athingortwo to see all the stuff that we love. Or you can go in store in New York City. They have a spot in Soho, Midtown, and in the museum. Every purchase supports the museum's collection and education programs and supports MoMA. So when you shop at MoMA Design Store, you are giving back to the arts too.
Thank you so much to Nutrafol for sponsoring today's episode. So I mentioned on an earlier episode that I've been having some hair thinning and I'm getting more comfortable saying it out loud.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm hoping it's a temporary thing and that, you know, but it's like, I feel like I spent the first week or so when I noticed this being like, but what caused it and what was it? Mm. And was this a COVID thing or is this stress or is it this or that or whatever? Which, why am I getting on that train? Like, as if
right, what is that solving?
Yeah, exactly. As if I'm going to like Veronica Mars my way into what's going on here when I just need to know that I should be taking Nutrafol and I need to be focusing on this and just like really staying on that train, you know, like let's get on that train instead.
It's true. There's actually something out there that is a proven solution for this, that there are clinical trials that they have proven that this works. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through whole body health. Nutrafol has 3 unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural drug-free medical-grade ingredients and consistently effective dosages so you get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. Over 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code athingortwo to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code athingortwo.
Have you ever found weird things in a vagina? Have you found yourself needing multiple partners to fulfill your desires?
Hey guys, I'm Dr. Jacqueline Walters, a board-certified OBGYN. It is so important that we know how and when to ask the right questions, whether you're in front of your doctor or just hanging out with your good girlfriends. Now, I wanted to create Dr. Jackie's Point of View because sometimes you need to just hear the unfiltered, good old Dr. Jackie. I will inspire, uplift, and educate women and men on the who, what, when, and where of things we balance daily. Make sure you subscribe to Dr. Jackie's Point of View and tune in every Thursday.
All right, brothers, 25-year-old brother, aspirational and practicing writer, actor, director, V into self-improvement, parenthetical Tim Ferriss vibes, not into receiving gifts, would rather just buy what he wants when he wants. The curveball is he did say I could make him some art or buy him some art as apartment decor.
Art-wise, Sel has a really strong collection of signed posters and lithographs, mm-hmm. many of which when I'm in a mood to just like eye and scroll through things, I will end up here often.
Yes. Neyland Co., which is this incredible home design shop in Los Angeles, and this person sources the rarest, most unique pieces. They have a ton of artwork, some framed, some not, some of it's fabric, some of it's printed, some of it's vintage, some of it's prints. It all just feels really unique and not the thing you're just going to find at the poster shop. But speaking of posters, so Louisiana Museum of Modern Art, right outside of Copenhagen, they sell, they're, would you say they're like the MoMA of Copenhagen?
Yes,
I would. You've been there.
Been there. I've been there.
They have, like MoMA, an incredible museum shop, and they sell a ton of posters that are really good. And part of what's appealing is because it's in Copenhagen, they're not all of the common art posters that we're used to seeing everywhere. And
yes.
I've seen a ton of times, and they're really beautiful. I think they might sell some of them framed, and they ship to the U.S.
Cool. Great idea. Really great idea.
David Shrigley, who's a hilarious and delightful artist, has this book called Get Your Shit Together. So this feels kind of two-pronged in that it's like a coffee table art book for his home, but it's also fun to give your 25-year-old brother a book called Get Your Shit Together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the artwork's also just like funny and delightful, and this guy has a remarkable sense of humor. And then he didn't ask for any gifts besides art, but I have heard very good things about the Martin Scorsese masterclass. A friend of Chris, who is a filmmaker, thinks this thing is amazing. And your 25-year-old brother, who's an aspiring writer, actor, director, might get something out of it if you want to get that for him.
Yeah. Early 20s brothers who still live at home.
Were you picturing our former employee Izzy's younger brothers? Because I was.
Maybe. Yeah, I wasn't really picturing anyone in particular, but I like loved that there was also an emoji with this one for sure.
Yes.
That we didn't manage to copy over. I think it was melting face emoji, but I can't be positive.
Not to blow up their spot, but the thing that I always think about with them is that they loved milk well into adulthood. And at some point their mom was like, you're drinking too much milk. I'm not going to buy whole milk anymore. We're going to start drinking 2% milk. And they were like, what is this diet milk? Which is the funniest thing I have ever heard, calling less than whole milk diet milk.
Yes.
I loved it. So yes, I was picturing them the whole time.
The entire A24 shop seems just ripe for these fellows, but specifically the A24 99 movie crosswords.
Yes.
Yeah, that just feels great. Feels agreed. Great to me. Feels agreed. Great to me. The writer Joe Coscarelli has a book out called Rap Capital. It's brand new, and it's about the rise of the Atlanta hip hop industry. Solid Wiggle.
This is a good one. Well, they make like Jello Shot cakes, basically.
Now ships nationwide on Goldbelly, so that is an option. Athletic Greens, it feels like if they're...
It feels exactly right for them.
Every dude in my life, I feel like, is talking about Athletic Greens.
Well, and
sure.
I think that's the only way these 20-year-old brothers are getting greens in their diet.
Yes, yes, yes. And then a Dome, D-O-H-M, white noise machine. When you picture a white noise machine, this is the one you picture.
This is the classic therapist's office, white noise
this
machine.
This is the one at a therapist's office.
Okay. Uh-huh.
For some privacy, a little bit of privacy.
Okay. Any day microwave cookware. It is specifically bowls and containers for cooking stuff in the microwave. And David Chang is obsessed with these things and does a bunch of SponCon for them.
Oh, because he has that microwave cookbook too.
Yes. Ruth Reichel was gifted them, and she was like, I was so effing skeptical. I was like, I don't care how much David Chang likes these things. I am like not cooking in the microwave. And then she was like, actually, it turns out I love them so much. She writes, I find myself reaching for these glass dishes almost every day. They're incredibly versatile. I use them as bowls for everything from pasta to salad. I fill them up and put them in the oven. The covers fit so snugly that they make wonderful storage bowls. They stack beautifully so they don't take up valuable room on your shelves. And full confession, I have used them to cook a few microwave dishes. And I feel like it's two-pronged. One, these brothers are definitely microwave. Weaving a lot of meals, but two, starting to get them in that mindset of like leaving the nest, having some cooking items homemaking for yourself. Skills. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
25-year-old son who buys the nicer things because they last, but who is also a minimalist. Very clear picture of this person.
Very clear. Mm-hmm. Two sources.
Yes.
Labor and Weight, L-A-B-O-U-R, because it is British, mm-hmm. which is a store focused on utility and function. And it just sells exactly the sorts of things that are just, you're meant to be, this is meant to be the last one you ever buy in your entire
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pwebco, which is a Japanese brand of home and lifestyle items, and they're all made from recycled materials or repurposed found objects.
Love Pwebco.
Love.
The Toyo Toolbox, just like a classic, minimal, well-made toolbox. MoMA Design Store has it in really fun colors, but you can find different makes and models and colors all over.
A set of sheets? Like, he feels like he might be at the age where he wants this, and mm-hmm. it always ends up costing more than you think it would to upgrade these sorts of things. Etitude makes really nice ones. We've talked about them on the podcast. They've been a sponsor. A friend slept over at my house recently on the Etitude sheets, and she was like, what carried on about them for like an hour after, and then bought herself a set by like the next morning.
The Money Clip is the most minimal of wallets that there is.
Yes,
and Bottega Veneta makes a beautiful money clip that is so minimal and simple and perfect.
I also like the dark green. The dark green is very beautiful. Yes.
I'm just super into this thing as a gift for someone like that.
I got my brother one of the Bottega Veneta card holders, which I also own myself at some point. And it also just feels like it's like the perfect thing for someone who wants something nice that they're just going to have forever, but that doesn't want anything at all splashy or loud, just like the slimmest, easiest, simplest version.
And it's a little tiny luxury.
Tiny luxury.
Yeah.
Tiny luxury.
All right. Kids and teens.
Yep.
We got a ton of requests for 3-month-olds and 9 months old. We ignored them all.
We do not pick out gifts for babies because babies do not need gifts because they don't even know it's the holidays.
That's right. You donate to the National Diaper Network in their name, and that's the show.
That is the show. Exactly.
All right. 5-year-old who bounces off the walls and loves telling stories and recapping movies.
For the bouncing off the walls portion of this.
Yes.
A Hug-a-mole, which is a calming, weighted, stuffed animal. It's the brainchild of this health and wellness journalist, Marina Keitekel. They're just so cute. We are partial to Sam the Sloth.
Mm-hmm. We are. Cameron has two of them, and he absolutely loves them. A puppet show theater for the storytelling aspect of this child's personality. So there's this one by Haba that goes on the back of the door, which is really cute. But if you have the space, there's also this incredible one by Wonder and Wise, that's just a massive actual box that you can make into a little theater. That
whoa, yes.
I'm just super, I kind of want to get Cam a puppet show theater because he would, I think, go nuts with this.
Two other thoughts for the like storytelling bit.
Mm-hmm.
This company, Kidamento, makes cameras mm-hmm. that take pictures and, depending on the model, videos. And apparently the photo quality is really impressive. And the like couple who started this were just super unimpressed with the other stuff that was out there and just like don't want to give their phones to these children.
Most of them are bad. Most of the kids' cameras
are really
bad. Yes.
And these are supposed to be actually quite good. And then there's this website called minifigs.me where you can buy Legos for like movie characters. They do all these like custom minifigs. That's what the little Lego people are called. And you could do it for this kid's favorite movies or get one of him made. Yes. Also,
they're really charming and fun. I love that. Okay, back to calming this kid down.
Back to it.
A subscription to Cosmic Kids Yoga, which is a yoga app for kids, and I just can't believe it works. It's sorcery. Cam is just super into this thing, and he will do it for a really long time. And it's one of those magical things where you don't feel bad about screen time because your kid's doing yoga. Because
he's like doing a pretty legitimate downward dog. It's
Erica Domasek, who is PS, I made this on Instagram, who's since the Tumblr days, the sort of go-to DIY person on the internet. She has this new book out called PS, We Made This. She has a toddler. And so she has come up with this massive compendium of DIY projects for little kids and also just even all the way to young teens. Ton of them use up like trash and just stuff you already have around the house. You're not having to schlep out to Michael's and buy another stuff. And the other thing I like about it is that she sort of weaves in all of this developmental and educational aspects of the various projects. You sort of understand in what way it's helping your kid learn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Little Passports, which is a subscription company we've talked about before. It feels like this child needs like newness and distraction on a regular basis.
Yes, it is so nice to just have this stuff show up at your doorstep and be like, oh, here you go. Here's a little science project for you to do.
4-year-old who loves twirly dresses, but mom's aesthetic is minimalist Brooklyn hipster.
I loved this one so much.
Why? Because it's you.
Yeah, it's me. It is me. Okay. One that I really love. I wish that I had gotten this out in time for Halloween. There is this Etsy shop called Olo Designs. It stands for Only Little Once. It's all these kids' clothes. But they do all of these costumes for kids. And a ton of them are classic Disney characters, but they're actually kind of chic.
The Ariel one's nice.
Right? There's an entire category called character twirl dresses. They've got everybody. They've got Belle. They've got Ariel. They've got Minnie Mouse. They've got
Gang's
Mulan.
All here.
Yeah. There's Harry Potter. You got costumes for Cam for last year, I think, for his birthday or Christmas or Hanukkah. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And they were a huge hit. So this is a great sort of meet me in the middle. A few other companies that nail this sort of actually chic clothes that are also fun and frilly for kids. All Small Co. This is the brand that makes that a fanny pack sweatshirt that we talked about in the previous episode. They just have a great sense of humor and a great sense of style. They have this Kiwi Puff tutu dress that is tulle. It looks like a Molly Goddard dress, but for a child. It's so good. They also have a Lisa Says Ga collab that is so... Nothing says BK hipster meets twirly dress more than this. It is Lisa Says Ga times All Small Co. Puff sleeve mini dress. So this is what this child needs.
Wait. I need everyone to click through on this link just so that they can see the models, because we have a model smelling a rose, but like fully pursing her lips doing it. These are like all the models are like under four, obviously. Yeah. And then the next one, she's got her arm like raised behind her back, staring off into the distance. And you can like definitely almost see diaper.
Oh, yeah. Definitely almost not quite. I like it. Yeah. The diaper slip is the nip slip of the toddler world. Yeah. And if you want the hipster BK mom can also, of course, get the adult version of the distress over at Lisa Says Ga. So
up.
La Reunion Studio makes these custom kids dress that are very BK hipster patchwork. All the models are twirling in these dresses. These are twirly dresses. Primary also makes a couple of twirly dresses, and Primary's whole thing is just minimal. It's just solid colors. So they make
and
a tutu
like kids
dress.
Kids wearing what they want to wear. Yes. Like every gender and every, we're just very, very into what they do.
Yes, exactly. I understand this person's pain. Cam just loves frilly, twirly, tacky stuff. And you got to find that middle ground. These are the people who do it. The other company that I think is so cool, Follies, they make these playhouses. They're not even really playhouses. This is the wrong word for them. I'm not quite sure what you'd call them, but they're these like giant tiles almost that kids can build into structures. And the structures kind of look like playhouses. And so they have one that is Casa Azul, Frida Kahlo's house. And it's the tiles are based on the aesthetic of Casa Azul. And you turn these, you build these giant structures with these things. They also have a Bauhaus set. So you know, it appeals to all the aesthetic sensibilities. And then there's a canvas set that they can draw on themselves and make it their own.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I really like these Unwind Studio needlepoint kits for kids. Mm-hmm. They feel sort of aesthetic middle ground. Like they're very poppy, pretty colors, but also just like very clean and sharp looking.
This is cool.
And then if this child is a girl, Kazoo Magazine, we learned about not that long ago. Mm-hmm. It is this magazine for girls aged 5 to 12. And there is writing in it from Joyce Carol Oates, Carmen Maria Machado. Like what? You know what? This is also a contender for very best.
Yes.
Question of the year. 13-year-old who claims she discovered preppy fashion and also loves hair product.
Love her.
We once had a drink with someone who claimed they invented wearing stripes, so we super understand. We totally get it. I feel like you can kind of like shade by buying vintage preppy stuff, like vintage Ralph Lauren shirts. Your search terms on Etsy or wherever are Y2K, vintage Ralph Lauren, or cropped vintage Ralph Lauren, because there are like a lot of vendors who rework this stuff and make it feel like, I love this cropped striped one. It's kind of perfect.
Oh yeah, it really is. Oh yeah, I love this for a 13-year-old. Very chic. Yeah.
With like a baggy pant. Yeah.
You can also get a used copy of the official preppy handbook. So one, she learns what preppy really is all about, and two, realizes she did not actually discover it or invent it. Paravel, which has a sort of prep aesthetic, it's a luggage company, makes these mini backpacks that you can monogram that are very charming and cute.
We had dinner next to the parents of the founder of this next company, Rose & Co. Candlemakers, which is founded by a cool teen who's the daughter of Johanna Howard of Johanna Howard Home. She does her own trade shows and just like has been doing this business since she was like 8 or something crazy. It is like absolutely remarkable. And I recently, one of my nieces is 13 and was at my house, and I was reminded of how novel candles are at that age.
Yes.
Of just like how adult and sophisticated and grown up and like whatever you think it is to light a candle.
I don't think I was, even when I was 18, I was allowed to have a candle in my house, and that made it all the more appealing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But these, you know, these candles are made by a teen. So maybe that's the pass.
Related, Lumber Club Marfa is this incredible club of like 13-year-old girls. I think they're it's like 7 to 14 in Marfa, Texas, who learn to make these threaded three-legged stools, which can be a, you know, a side table, a stool, whatever. And this is, they're learning so many life skills and they're learning how these things are made. It was, the club was started by a dad for his daughters and their friends who are interested in learning how to make things using power tools. So cool. You definitely can't just buy this thing on the website. You have to email them. I'm sure it takes forever. You probably have to get on a wait list, but I love it as something inspiring as a gift for a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
To be like, you could do this too.
Yes, 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 yes.
Also, when you're 13, getting anything for your room is the best.
Oh, a room, just rooms in general are such a thing.
Exactly. They're your private domain.
For the hair product, Pattern, which we like so much, makes this mist spray bottle and a microfiber hair towel, which feel like it's at least pushing things in the direction of like care and less like gunk. You know what I mean?
Yes, agreed. And just a little grown up.
We're taking you seriously.
In the opposite direction of less grown up hair accessories, I am simply obsessed with the barrettes from the children's line Shop Milk Teeth, super cute children's apparel website. They have these day of the week barrettes. They have they have Barrettosaurus Rex barrettes. They have these cat barrettes.
They have best friends ones.
They're so charming. I want them all. They have a daisy puff clip, a tulip puff clip. I would just get this girl all the barrettes from Shop Milk Teeth. Or just
you loved a barrette growing up. So
I really did.
Sense.
It's true. A barrette and a headband with stuff just exploding out of the top of it. These were really speaking to my 13-year-old aesthetic. There's this company Chunks that makes these really just charming and fun and silly hair accessories that are definitely meant for adult women, but have a very 13-year-old girl aesthetic. They have a very Y2K aesthetic, and when you think of these types of hair claws and very complicated hair accessories, you just think of junky plastic. So
yes,
this company's eco-conscious. They became climate neutral certified in October 2022. It's not made from plastic, these pieces. They're made from cellulose acetate. They're also all made in China, and the founder is really into messaging the fact that not everything that's made in China is just bad because it's made in China, which is, you know, it's become shorthand in the US. This sort of like made in China means it's shitty. And she has responsibly manufactured and sourced these pieces, and she's just a very compelling character, and the pieces are delightful.
We did not mention TikTok in the question here, but it just feels like this teen is probably consuming TikTok in some way, shape, or form. Some TikTok adjacent kind of like fun cooking thing. So DIY fortune cookie kit, the Dough Club sells this mochi pancake and waffle mix that just sounds delicious in general. And then you could pair it with a Takashi Murakami flour pancake pan.
Yes.
That would be chic.
I want to get this for Cam. He loves pancakes, and I feel like this would just delight him.
Just very cute.
All right, aunts and uncles. A generous aunt whose language is giving other people gifts, but hard to buy for herself. She's a real estate agent into some wooey self-help stuff and buys anything she needs right away. Have tried gift certificates for experiential things, but she's a busy lady and those often don't get redeemed.
An easy to redeem gift card for food that's good for entertaining that like comes to her.
Yes.
So in New York, we love Stocked by Three Owls, which just, it's like little salads and snacks and like whatever. She could put out a whole like spread for some company. In LA, we love Lady and Larder. They do, you know, the sort of beautiful cheese and charcuterie tray, and nationwide Beauty and the Board ships sort of similar cheese and crackery.
So smart.
Type things.
Love that. I feel like someone who's into wooey self-help stuff should read Cultish by Amanda Montell, which is sort of about the modern day cult of everything, whether it's soul cycle, wooey self-help stuff, Weight Watchers, everything. And it's not, I mean, it's critical, but it's not like she's going to feel
badly about
shaded.
Yeah. No,
receiving
no,
it. It's
no,
just
no,
sort
no.
of an interesting read, especially if you're into that sort of stuff.
You could do flower subscription. So flower box without the O does these super seasonal varietals. So you get tulips in March and peonies in May. And that, it just feels very polished. And it's not like you're going to get an arrangement every month that looks exactly the same. And Bloomsy Box has some interesting options. They do ones that are all roses or all eucalyptus, or they have a collab with the New York Botanic Garden.
Related to just being like a fancy aunt, in the sort of flower subscription vein. I love the idea of fancy, pretty makeup that you just wouldn't buy for yourself, like the Dries Van Noten lipstick that Jamie Beck talked about on her Thingies episode. They also have a perfume discovery set that's so beautiful. Hermes does equally beautiful lipstick. They also have a blush brush that is just super sophisticated.
The prettiest blush brush.
The prettiest blush brush. Exactly.
To lean into the woo-woo a little bit, there is something called the Moon Lists, which is a workbook and guided journal. I can picture this on this woman's nightstand.
Yes. I also just picture real estate agents always shopping around a million bags. So you could get her a big tote. We love this line, Amia Kalva, which is, I think, newish. They make the most beautiful canvas totes in these super saturated colors. You could also do a Claire V Tropezienne, which is her sort of classic original style, and they monogram it, which is really fun and gifty.
For colleagues, beloved senior colleague retiring, works in a museum, fun dog, rocks a funky necklace. This company, Lux Eros, makes personalized pet bowls. They are
These are really cool.
Really cool.
This is such a good one.
They have like hand carved letters and these like bold colors, and they are less expensive than you would think they would be given that they are what they are.
These are really cool. You need to allow 2 to 3 weeks for production of your order. So do it now because they probably get jammed during the holiday. But this is a good one. Another dog related gift, St. Olio, which is a company that makes all natural cleaning products that smell outrageously good. We love this company. They also make great hand sanitizer. One of their latest releases is a dog refresher, which I didn't even know existed.
Wait, you're spraying this on your dog?
Yes, you are.
Oh my God. Wait. Wow.
I know.
Everyone should be getting this.
That's how I feel. Dogs all stink.
That's their brand. Yeah.
It also helps repel insects. It deodorizes and soothes your dog's coat and is fabulous on their bedding to help keep it fresh. I love it.
Wow. It has moisturizing glycerin.
Yeah.
This is great. This is just great.
I have always deeply loved this company. And when I saw that they had this, I loved it even more. Kirkland also makes a very chic wooden ball launcher that is not plastic, obviously, because it's wooden. Mm-hmm, just a nice little gift. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And to stay on the dog thing for one more second, not that you said that we were buying gifts for the dog, but here we are. Susan Alexandra makes awesome dog collars and leashes that feel like they vibe with the like funky necklace wearing.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
They're like all beaded and fun and bright and just cool.
I mean, depending on how big you're going, you could just get the Susan Alexandra dog collar and the Susan Alexandra necklace.
Our friend Joan the dog has these and looks great.
Yes. They're so good. Roxanne Asseline also makes just delightful beaded necklaces that are colorful and slightly funky and feel like the right fit.
And then Emeco does these candle stacks.
Yes, they're so good.
Yeah, like I can't exactly explain it, but they're like separate discs of colored wax that stack on top of each other to build these like little towers. And they're just, they're like just way more special than you think a candle could be.
Agreed. They're gorgeous. Would be delighted to receive this.
Same.
Coworkers/direct reports, ideally one idea for all. We are remote, so a digital gift is ideal.
Okay, so the digital gift is hard. The digital gift is really hard.
Yeah.
We have a couple thoughts on that front.
A thing or two secret menu subscription.
Oh my gosh, what a perfect gift.
What a perfect digital gift. A Libro.fm subscription, which is audiobooks.
Yes, the indie audiobook seller that supports your local bookstore.
A Substack subscription. So you can give a gift subscription to any Substack. You just go to the homepage of the Substack and then type in /gift. Add that to the end of the URL. So you could even you could do a different one for all your direct reports based on their interests or what you think they'd like.
For physical gifts, a sort of like a food-ish care package, right? Yes. So the juice to goods, herb, salt, burlap and barrel, Zanzibar, black peppercorns, and Graza olive oil. These are all just so genuinely fantastic. Yes. And you don't need to be a cook to like use them. Mm-hmm. They're just like, if you're ordering takeout every night, you're still going to find uses for these three things.
Also in the food realm, there's this company, Allie's Banana Bread. This woman, Allie, just is obsessed with banana bread, makes the best banana bread. And she sells all of these different banana breads that she ships nationwide. They're around $20. They all come in different flavors. She has gluten-free and vegan, so you can customize. It's very cute.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I think another way to go is a good looking game.
Yes.
So Wingspan is this just extremely buzzed about beautiful bird based game.
Ooh.
It's like it has this like watercolory aesthetic. There are like little there are like little pastel eggs involved. La Corsa Grand Prix is a racing game. And you should Have you seen the cars?
Yes, yes, yes. I can't remember where I saw this, but yes, I have seen this.
God, they are so good. If you visit this site, go look at the 1970 series race cars because they're just
really good.
Really good. Really good. You like Azul.
It's really fun. It's like a tile game. Chris and I do it sometime. It's not very intense and it's based on Portuguese tiles, so it's aesthetically pleasing. Illustrated or just beautiful decks of cards are always really fun. Nobody's upset about having another deck of cards. Casa Lopez makes a really beautiful illustrated set. All right. My boss owns a company that runs farmers markets. I've been with the company since May. He is currently starting a farm. He has been a farmer before. I am honestly not sure if he is a Christmas guy. He doesn't seem jazzed about it, IDK. I know he cares enormously about sustainability, our food system, etc., but is also a businessman. I have literally zero ideas for him. The additional piece is that we should get him a gift as a group. We are a pretty small team. But should I also get him a separate gift? No, right? Ah, I assume he's in his mid to late 40s. White. He has small kids that I haven't met. I just want to be friends with the person who wrote this.
Yeah. I have a couple things that are more of a comment than a question. Yeah. I am honestly not sure if he is a Christmas guy.
I love it.
You've worked there since May. How would it have come up between May and October? How would it have come up?
But also just that the idea that it's relevant at all.
I love it. Absolutely love it. You never have to get your boss a gift.
No.
Giving your boss a gift doesn't have to be a thing. If you are going to do a gift, a group gift makes perfect sense. You do not have to get a separate gift.
Yes, correct. I just really like this neurotic person.
It's perfect. It's just perfect.
Yes.
Chocolates.
Yes.
Chocolates are like the top of our list for this person because there's so many cool and interesting chocolates out there. And like, why not? Fossa chocolate from Singapore has flavors like tomato and macaw pepper or satay sauce. Mm. And Sons Chocolatiers, which is a family business that was just taken over by the Sons recently. They are just
And their mom so had fun. Started it. It was a woman-owned business.
Their mom had started it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Their mom had started it. We have it on good authority that they have a very cool artsy collaboration coming for the holidays. And I'm obsessed with the Prop Rock Praline one and want to be able to buy a set of just those.
I can see how this would appeal to you in every way. Okay. My cousin's chocolate company, which is so good. It's called JST Chocolate. It was made for this man because it showcases cacao on its own, but also paired with fermented ingredients and byproducts of food production, also known as food waste. This guy cares a lot about food waste. This is the chocolate for him. They ship nationwide. It's so good. It's all made in San Francisco. Shocking nobody because it's chocolate and fermented ingredients.
Fermented. Yeah.
Another sweet treat that's perfect for this man that we love. Both of us are just fanatical about Alex ice cream. So it's Alec apostrophe S, not Alex. 98% of ingredients in this ice cream are from regenerative farming, which means they are produced using farming practices that reverse climate change through the use of cover crops and carefully managed grazing cows. Also, because of the way it's made, it's good for people who have lactose issue because of the particular type of cow's milk they use. All that aside, it's such good ice cream. The vanilla is exceptional.
It's really creamy ice cream. Mm-hmm. Sacahill's olive oil.
Mm.
It is produced by the Yochadehi Wintun Nation in Northern California. And yeah, is just delicious, wonderful olive oil besides.
There is this beautiful coffee table book that is called An Illustrated Catalog of American Fruits and Nuts. The author who published this book is the USDA. Because basically in the late 19th and early 20th centuries before photography, the USDA just kept all of these beautiful watercolors of all of these different American fruits and nuts because they needed, you know, reference pictures of them.
Yeah,
so it was assembled between 1886 and 1942. They're all botanically accurate watercolors. And it's just stunning and beautiful. And it's just this reference book and art book in one. Does this man have a sense of humor and live in LA? Would he want the Flamingo Estate 9-pound bag of manure for his farm?
We got to get that on here somewhere. This is the guy.
We had to get this sack of shit somewhere on here. And this was our opportunity.
There are a few good donation opportunities here. So donation to the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative at the University of Arkansas, which provides model policies for tribal governments to help promote and protect food sovereignty.
Yes. Also a donation to the Black Farmer Fund, which we love, which you could pair with this book. Another Ruth Reichel recommendation, We Are Each Other's Harvest, Celebrating African-American Farmers, Land, and Legacy, which is by Natalie Bazile, who is the author of Queen Sugar. Mm. And it's basically just all about the legacy of Black farming in the United States.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Best friend, 36 female, loves wine, and who my 5-year-old thinks has chosen being an aunt as her career.
I love it.
I love it. Joseph Finnan wine glasses.
These were designed by the, quote, glassware virtuoso Kurt Zalto after he was pushed out of his own company.
Mm.
They are like, when you lift them, they feel like nothing. They are so light. It is ridiculous, but somehow they are strong. I don't understand it. It's like feels crazy. You could also do a special bottle of wine from Walker Wines or Wine Bid, where you could pick something out that with, you know, either her birth year or a year that's relevant to her, special to her.
Coat, which is this Korean steakhouse in New York, and I think they also have one in Miami, has this wine club now. It's run by these two women sommeliers, and you can do gift boxes or you could do subscriptions.
Two book ideas. 99 Bottles, A Black Sheep's Guide to Life-Changing Wines by Andre Mack, who we have talked about on this podcast before. He runs Anson's, not to be confused with the chocolate company. This is like the Brooklyn-based Anson's destination sandwich purveyor.
Yes.
And he is a very compelling and charming sommelier. And An American in Provence, Art, Life, and Photography by Jamie Beck. Because living in the south of France just feels very wine adjacent.
Very. Female friend, preppy slash classic style, likes fancy crafts, i.e. embroidery, vegan, around $40. How did we get so many vegans?
You know, because
on this
I think
list?
People are intimidated by shopping for vegans because they're like, well, is food off the table? Because that feels safe. Yeah. Like, how am I dealing?
Yeah.
I think that's like part of it. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the LL Bean tote with a joke or a catchphrase or whatever embroidered, which is like, you know, just having a broad cultural moment in general.
Yes.
For the like crafty side of things, a few thoughts. Block Shop, which we just think is the best, makes this block printing kit, which feels like a nice way to get it a new hobby, start something new. You said she's into embroidery. Stir Crazy Crafter UK makes an embroidery journal kit. I just think embroidery journals are so cool. You basically do like a tiny baby embroidery every day for the year or every week for the year, whatever makes sense for you of something that like has some significance so that you have this like final piece at the end of the year that is representative of the year.
I love it. You're also nailing the price point on this one. It's $38.55.
Thank you.
Nailed it. Loop Canvas makes these really beautiful and cool needlepoint kits, and they have collaborations with Claire V. They have collaborations with Heather Taylor Home, and then they just have their own, and they're very chic, and it's a fairly sort of easy but definitely fancy craft. Typology Tinted Lip Oil is just this lip oil that I'm obsessed with. It's like as shiny as MAC lip glass, but it is not sticky at all. It's vegan. It's silicone free. It's just a fun, pretty little makeup thing.
You could make a donation to an animal sanctuary. Farm Sanctuary allows you to like, quote unquote, adopt a goat named Jennifer, a donkey named Albert. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Lanny Halliday of Brutus Bake Shop, who we love and whose treats we love, makes all sorts of vegan and GF goodies and ships them all over. They're delicious.
Delicious. One of my best friends who has two boys under four is writing a thesis on how policing was formed out of military imperialist activities and is a great chef and baker, vegetarian and gluten-free. She did all her friends' wedding hair and makeup, me included, and took us to the Usher residency in Vegas for her 36th birthday. Lastly, and most importantly, her family is very wealthy and generous. They have taken me on many incredible once-in-a-lifetime trips. Lastly, she is a big shopper, but still hunts for a deal. If you're wondering, I've already given her a custom Katie Kimmel pet vase. We kind of were wondering. So thank you. So thank you for that.
This person sounds like an incredible friend. I think this is a great opportunity to go deep on vintage Usher merch, of which there is plenty on the internet. And because, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s are having such a moment aesthetically, it feels relevant again. So you can look on eBay, you can look on Etsy, but also you're going to have luck on places like Grailed because, again, the hype boys are into this type of thing now.
Uh-huh,
so maybe just get our cool like Usher tee or Usher poster. A tiny Greenspan custom matchbook print. I'm a person who just loves matchbooks, and this artist makes these beautiful paintings, watercolors, and you can have her do any, you know, restaurant or whatever bar matchbook. So if there's places that are special or memorable to you, that's a cute way of commemorating that.
Custom in general feels like a good way to go. And there are some other custom things that are like not, again, like sort of like not as pricey as you would think they would be. So a Shava Studio shirt, you can get made to order. You can get a gift certificate so she can do the entire experience. I got this for Claire for your birthday this year.
It was my birthday. It was a home run.
A Lapel, a company that we worked with at Of a Kind years ago, they're known for their shoes, but they also do custom card holders, which are $135. They do custom leather vases or makeup bags. You can get all kinds of things done on them. People do seem to like a pet portrait, but I think that's just because people like pet portraits in general. Memoir does custom phone cases.
These are so
cool. They're so cool. So basically the like
The phone cases and vases, they look like artifacts like found in, I don't like in mud or like in rock or something. So they'll be like little pieces of a vase or little charms or little this or little that. For the vases, you can send your own mementos to have them added.
Oh my gosh. Cool.
Yeah. And then also just a note that Memoir does shoot their charms, i.e. gibbets.
These are great. This is a great gifting company. Arcana Books is this bookstore in Los Angeles that is like rare books, art books, design books, and a lot of signed copies, a lot of out of print stuff, all feels very special. So could do a gift certificate for her for there, or just go there physically if you can and get something really specific that appeals to her interests. It's a way of just, I think, making something feel really thoughtful. And in the same vein as the Bottega money clip, something that just feels like a small, useful luxury, the Hermes passport holder is $240. So it's not cheap, but it's like, it's not as much as a Birkin, you know?
It's a lot less than a Birkin. On the baking bit, Claudia Fleming is a very beloved baker. She was the one-time pastry chef at Gramercy Tavern. Now she's the pastry director at Union Square Hospitality Group. Her first book was called The Last Course. She wrote it with Melissa Clark. And she has a new book out called Delectable with Catherine Young. Bon Appetit called her first book the greatest dessert book in the history of the world.
Oh my God.
Which just feels like, you know, extremely high praise. So if this person doesn't have these books, this could be a nice thing to get or try to track down signed copy.
Mm-hmm. All right, recovering cool girl that doesn't want any more vinyl, just something useless and gorge. Why did I assume that this person was asking for herself? I only am now reading
really?
It. It doesn't say, yes, I don't know why. I just,
this whole, yeah, I love it.
Well, one, we did have a lot of people write in this year saying that they needed gift ideas for themselves.
That's surprising amount. More than we ever have before, for sure. More than we ever have before.
Yeah, no, now it's clear to me that that's not the case. You had some very good ideas for this person.
Psalm Things 2021 Vase or Candlestick.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm Sack is the designer, the original designer of Madewell and the current designer of Alex Millen. He has this awesome ceramics company that is just like, every time I see something new that he's done, I'm like, well, that, I've just never seen that before.
Yes, it's so good. He introduced me to the idea of vases that have different holes. They're almost like an Ikebana thing, but they're vases where they have these different holes to put
like
a single stem in. Yes. He has things that double as candlesticks and vases. He has an incense holder where the holder piece is a raspberry or a blackberry.
Which makes no sense, but is so charming.
It's so good. Another ceramic option, Isabel Halley makes the most just charming ceramic stuff. I have these ceramic wine cups that she does that are just very simple and striped, and I drink my coffee out of them every morning, and they just make me very happy. So not, in fact, even useless, but definitely gorge.
Listen, Casa Veronica is another ceramics option. They do really cute candle holders, but also wall hooks. And if you've never seen a special wall hook before, welcome. Mm-hmm. Here they are. Here they are. Also, Siafu Home does these beaded watercrafts.
Mm.
They're made in Kenya from recycled glass, and then they're hand beaded by local artisans. And they're like very simple and modern looking, but just like festive and fun too. And then this does feel like an opportunity to hit the chic advent calendar market that is booming.
Yes.
There's so advent calendars have been like on the up and up for the last couple of years for sure. But this is the year, friends, when every company is doing an advent calendar, and there are some extremely chic ones out there. So Molly J, which does CBD gummies, has one. Mm-hmm. So basically, which also just feels like kind of right, because you're
perfect.
Like, I do actually need a CBD gummy for every day of the holiday season.
1,000%. This is genius. This is genius merchandising.
And then Kiosk 48, which is a Danish design store, sells them in like three separate sets, so that you get the first 4 days and then the second 4 days and the third 4 days. You could buy them all or just one set of them. It's like all of their like bestseller chic little home items.
Okay. Yeah. I would like this. I would enjoy this. Yeah. All right. On to the miscellaneous category. Brother's girlfriend who loves to read, has two cats, hates clutter, and many food allergies.
I think this person needs an air purifier if she doesn't have one already. It just sounds like the cats and the allergies and the et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Koway makes one that people are very into. There is a beautiful sage version sold from Memo Design Store.
It is beautiful.
It's just a like pretty box that you could also just like set things on top of, like kind of use it as a nightstand.
Every time we talk about an air purifier, I'm like, I should have one.
Same. She also sounds like she's perhaps a romance or rom-com character.
She really does.
And I think the book Evie Drake Starts Over by Linda Holmes would be great for her. It is not too sexy to give to your brother's girlfriend.
And Linda Holmes is the host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Okay, cat stuff. There is this cat ruff collar on Etsy. Ruff, like R-U-F-F. It makes your cat look like, well, what? Like a Victorian...
Yeah, like an Edwardian.
Edwardian, yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
makes your cat look like they could perform Shakespeare.
That's right. It's $30 and I would pay 10 times as much for it if I had a cat. It is so funny to me.
Mayu Paris is a quite beautiful minimalist cat line. They have a scratching post or a bed. It's sold on Essence, just to give you a sense.
Mm-hmm. Just to give you a sense. Craig Hill makes these really chic bookmarks called the Perch bookmark. Just you could pair that with the Linda Holmes book.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. Okay, gymnastics moms who plan trips, organize fundraisers, and figure out carpool. Yes.
God bless those moms.
Yes, God bless them. God bless them.
Maybe just a bottle of something fun and a little surprising or sort of like discovery oriented. So Pepeño is this bottle of like a fun, drinkable light red that somebody brought to our house once, and it was just like, wow, this was such a gift because it's just such a fun bottle that I will now bring to other people and also stock in our house. Somebody, I put it on Instagram and somebody commented, in my house, we call this dinner party in a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it strange to pair this bottle of red or a bottle of red in general with papaya reusables, which are those cute reusable paper towel things we like? Because it feels like I know this is going to get spilled on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine because I've like all solved for that as well.
I've thought of it all. And papaya reusables are extremely cute.
They're just so cute.
They are. Honestly, depending on, what you're trying
to do. Depending on the vibe. Depending on what the group
chat
is.
Well, this could also just be a cute gift for the gymnastics mom in general. It's a very cute little, or the direct reports we were talking about earlier. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The other is the Fort Havre Spirits Red Aperitivo, which we both love. It's like an alternative to Aperol or Campari. Or
it's like less hardcore than either of those.
Yes, exactly. Or if she doesn't drink, there are so many good non-alcoholic beverages now. Dessois, we love. Non comes in really beautiful bottles. Proxies from Acid League are also really beautifully, like, chicly labeled.
Leaning into the words plan and organize, putting together stationery/office supply grab bags for this crew. So basically just scooping up a bunch of cute, useful stuff from your local art store or Yoseka Stationery in Brooklyn or St. Louis Art Supply. There's just like so much good stuff to be had.
There is this extremely cute popcorn company called Cheery Lane that makes a kitchen gift set. We also love Opo Pop. They also make really fun gift sets and have great sort of at-home popcorn.
Cheery Lane's Stovetop, right?
Yes, Cheery Lane is Stovetop.
I need to try this because that is my mode.
Yes, and it's just very cute and has different seasonings and stuff.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Millennial who loves gardening and just started a high-powered public job in the city. Congratulations to this person. So there's this very chic at-home growing system. I know there's a lot of these now, but there's this one called Leaf where it like looks, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like a little greenhouse, but without the walls. It's a chic at-home growing system for herbs, basically.
Yes, 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 yes. If they do have a garden of some sort, or I guess you don't have to, actually. There's a company called Soltech Solutions that makes grow lights where you can either like start seeds with them or grow something in a room that doesn't get enough lights. When you think grow light, this is not what you're picturing. There's this like very beautiful, it just looks like a like pendant light, or you can get a bulb that you can screw into any old lamp. Sneerboer makes gardening tools that are Dutch and chic, and they have this very, you'll have them forever vibe. And the whole site Gardener, H-E-I-R, is like the place to go for this stuff. They sell garden clogs that, you know, this person might wear even when they're not gardening.
If this person is just a houseplant person, Ickendorf Milano, which is this incredible glass company that makes the most beautiful glass pieces, makes a water life ball that is the type of thing where it's a ball with a tube that you put water in it and then jam it into the soil, and it slowly waters the plant while you are busy at your high powered job in the city and don't have time to water your own plants.
And or a donation to Grow NYC.
Yes.
Claire.
We did it.
Another gift guide in the bank.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the show.
This has been a production of Dear Media, and we are so grateful to the talented team over there for helping us make this podcast happen, especially to our wonderful producer, Allie Slice. You can follow us on Instagram at athingortwohq, and if you have ideas for our show or want to advertise, email podcast@athingortwohq.com. Find show notes and sign up for our newsletter at athingortwohq.com too. If you love the show, consider supporting it by signing up for a secret menu also at athingortwohq.com.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.